Levy, no pressure at all. Touchdown, Abrams. The Bayou Classic. Levy on a first and goal again. Throws a touchdown. Grambling comes with a blitz. Levy steps to the pocket. It is passed. One-handed grab.
Shooter in the middle of the road with a slap, but immediately they jump on the Jackson State defense.
All right, we are back. It is the Jaguar Journal. Good morning to everybody. Week one, it is football season. It has arrived. No more anticipation because today, Southern University travels over to McNeese State over in Lake Charles. Be sure to possibly get your ponchos. As I said, my man Mogul Threads, Thomas White, told you where to find him if you want to get your gear as well as the possible ponchos for today's big matchup, FCS opponent Southern versus McNeese. And, you know, when you talk about football season, at Southern University, you can't talk about the Southern football team without incorporating the Southern University marching band. And so no better guest to have this morning than Dr. Kedrick Taylor, the director of the Southern University Human Jukebox. Good morning, Dr. Taylor.
Good morning. How you doing?
Doing good, man. It's always good to hear your voice, my guy, man. And listen, it's football season, so that means the band is in full swing. And you guys were in full swing last week, as it was week zero for you guys when you're talking about competition. You were over for the National Battle of the Bands in Houston, Texas. And now as you prepare for game one with the football team, the Jaguar Nation, the spirit is there, and we're getting ready to head over to Lake Charles. Let's go ahead and ask this. Is the band headed to Lake Charles today?
Yes, the band is headed to Lake Charles today. We're actually going to go early. We'll be at Lake Charles Boston High School. They will have, like, the fans in the area are going to come and meet and greet the students so they can, you know, kind of get to know the band, and the band can talk to the high school students where they can, you know, get ideas, tips on how to get to the human jukebox. So they're going to do a little community service before the game started.
I love that, man. And look, I'm going to get this on a shirt. Is the band coming? I think that's one of the biggest sayings around the SWAC anytime there's a football game. They want to know, is the band coming, especially when you're on the road. So I'm going to get that on the shirt, man. Is the band coming? I think that'll be a pretty big seller, man. As you guys prepare, how was everything last week for you and the band? Listen, I've seen a lot of stuff on the internet when it comes to other programs, but I haven't seen anybody put anything out on Southern when it comes to mistakes and everything else. Look like you got those students together, man, and you put on a show for the people over in Houston.
Well, I can say that our students stepped up like never before. You know, I think a lot of people think when they see the Southern University band that is on autopilot, but it takes a lot of work to get those students to playing at a high level, given, you know, their mental health, given the situations that they face day to day, you know, just all the adversity of today, and to still be able to get those students to perform at a high level speaks volume to the staff at Southern University for the human jukebox. And I commend, you know, the staff and the students on a job well done at the National Battle Band. They had us behind none other than the artist, Boosie. And, at first I was like, man, how are we going to come behind Boosie? But people didn't leave their seats. They stayed, you know, they wanted to see the show. And, you know, people, we did a tribute to our students that we lost as of recent. And, you know, people just was like in awe. It was like, man, you know, the show had us almost in tears because of the powerful message behind it and the well-executed formations and, you know, just the whole show in general. So that's what it's all about. Music is the art of feeling, and we want to make you feel what it is that we put into the jukebox. So definitely the quarters ain't working no more. We got to get these debit cards going out.
It's evolved a little bit, huh?
Yeah, they can't see no more quarters in the jukebox.
Let me ask you this, man, because I think oftentimes, right, you know, I see people, everybody has their opinions about something, but, man, at the end of the day, I don't think people realize, because I talk about it often on here, about student athletes, right? But at the same time, we're talking about these musicians that march in this band that are students as well. And the hard work that when you watch it on YouTube and when you watch it on game day, you don't really realize what's going on over there in the Isaac Greggs, band hall and how much work you guys and these students are putting in for this crowd and people and the world each and every day.
Man, these students put so much time that I was talking to John Grant, who's over the Swag Me At Challenge, and he had me look at it a total different way. That's when they started doing the battle of bands for colleges. He's like, man, you know, it's a sport, and I think a lot of people don't realize that it is. These students put in more hours probably than anybody on the campus as it relates to organizations. You know, they have to learn music, and we don't play music by sheet music once we learn it. They have to memorize the music, you know. They memorize the music as well as go outside, learn different formations, and they put that music with those formations. So you got to remember all of those things. Imagine how much things their brain has to process at one time. So those students do a good job of that, for one. But they also have to be conditioned to be able to pick their legs up and blow those instruments, because you're using almost every muscle on your body playing an instrument to breathe and project that air through the horn to hold those instruments. They're not light. To sit there and hold those tubas on your shoulders for hours, it takes a lot to hold those cymbals. Just even the drum major doing the back bend. You know, most people think it's just simple, but it's not that simple. And, you know, I want to commend our drum major. He came and stepped in. We had some things take place with our last drum major. And that kid came in the morning of us leaving to go to the National Ballet Band. He learned everything he needed to learn from our previous drum major that, you know, trained him within less than 24 hours, and the kid went out and performed. You'd have never thought that we were missing a drum major if, you know, you was just watching it. The kid came out and executed like never before, but it takes a special talent to be able to do what these students are doing. They're not just blowing instruments. It's a gift, you know, a talent to be able to play an instrument, march, execute, and stay, keep lines straight, and remember your music, and still being able to go to class while doing all that. You know, that's a lot. When I was in the band, you know, we worked as we didn't have to do as much as these students. With social media, people expect the jukebox to do a new show every time they see them, and, you know, that's almost impossible. It's night, you know. When I was in the band, we did probably maybe 2 or 3 shows a year. And, you know, people appreciate it, because when they saw the band, you know, it was just like almost like seeing your favorite artist. And, you know, that's how it was when we were in the band. But now, man, people want to hear new music every week. They want to see a new show every week. And that's a lot of practice and creativity to execute that at a high level.
And this is why I think the band, the Southern University Marching Band, affectionately known as the Human Jukebox, man, is the biggest asset on the campus of Southern University. The things that you guys do with the value that it creates to the brand of Southern University is unmatched. And when you talk about artists shouting you guys out, magazines and publications that give you guys platforms to say, hey, have y'all seen this band? Have you heard this band? I've even watched people overseas in Europe and Australia do reviews of being in tune and learning about Southern, of just watching the band videos on YouTube and being blown away and shocked by how great this band is and what you guys are able to go out there and perform. And I just think within that value that you guys create, Southern and the community really has to truly zero in and realize how great it is. But nonetheless, to realize you have to take it serious about the work that you guys put in and those students put in to make this thing a success, because this wasn't just created overnight. It has been 40, 50 years of this thing going on and on and on. And I say sometimes you can make something look so easy where, because the outside people don't realize all the hard work. They think anybody can do it, or they just think, hey, it takes nothing. But they don't realize how hard it is for you guys to perfect what you do.
Yeah, man, it takes a lot of hours, a lot of processes, a lot of training. Like, even for the staff, you know, to come up with these songs and write them, you know, everybody's wanting to hear the latest and greatest. These guys take our time that they're not on the clock, that they don't get paid for, to write these songs so the students can play. You know, even with that, you know, it still takes creativity. Because the music today sometimes is harder to write because they ain't giving you much music to pull from and to write. You know, that's why I stick to the older tunes because, I mean, it's way more musical. Like, you pull a Michael Jackson song, you got to choose what you want to write on that. You know, it just gives you so much.
Yeah.
You know, and nowadays, man, when you write certain songs from certain artists, you're like, what a music. The kid's like, you don't hear it. No, I was here. And to the average person, they're not going to be able to understand that. But that's the music of today. That's what people like to hear. That's what they want to hear. But you also have those Jaguar fans that want to hear those standards.
Yeah.
And we got to play, you know, that fight song, the alma mater, the, you know, things that mean so much to our fans, you know, spirit. I'm so glad, you know, those songs have a lot of meaning and a lot of history to them. So we have to continue to learn those songs and teach our students the value of some of the traditions that we have at Southern University.
Listen, I know it's a good day when I see you stand up yelling fight song and I hear that fight song all day. I know Southern doing something good, Dr. Taylor.
Hey, man, I'm hoping that we can play that fight song at least 60 times today.
I'm looking forward to it. Once again, it is correct. The Southern University Marching Band will be in Lake Charles today for the Magnet State game, correct?
Yes, sir. We will be in attendance.
And you guys are going to do, you said, some community service beforehand. Once again, give us some information about that.
So we'll be at Lake Charles Boston High School. And once we get there, the band's going to practice some of the show, play a few songs for the students, and then they'll let the students greet the band and the community. And, you know, the Dancing Dolls, everyone is going to be out there. So it'll be a nice occasion for the city of Lake Charles to, you know, get to have the opportunity to talk to the students when, you know, most times they let them know, hey, they are human, that you can definitely talk to them, and they'll love, you know, showcase and let them know how they can get to that level. So it's always good to give back to the community and always let students know, hey, you too can do this no matter where you come from.
Often imitated but never ever duplicated, Southern University Marching Band. Listen, I get excited. That's why you're the number one band in the land, because you guys go out and put on such great performances, and I'm looking forward to a great performance today. It's football season, ladies and gentlemen. It is week one, and nothing better than to hear that fight song cranked up on a first down, a turnover, or a touchdown. I'm looking forward to it today, Dr. Taylor.
I am too, man. I can't wait. Go Jags, David.
Go Jags. Thank you, Dr. Taylor.
All right, thank you so much.
All right, let's keep this thing rolling. We take a break. Let's get ready to take a break. When we come back, we'll get ready to close out and get to the top of the hour. So, hey, it's week one. Are you excited like me? Do you feel it? Is it in the air? Don't worry, I'll get it. Wait till the 8 o'clock hour. I'll definitely get it in the air for you. Hey, Mike, let's take a break. We'll be right back. It's the Jaguar Journey.
Right now at Wendy's, you can get a small Frosty for a buck. And literally everyone is going. The car behind you, going to get a dollar Frosty. The car ahead of you, already had one, going for a second. The person who cut you off earlier?
It's On The Yard Sports, and I'm Perry White. And what I need for you to do is go follow and subscribe to our YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, as well as Twitter right now.
Talk about offense, we talk about Southern, and it begins with a passing game.
Tom, beyond potent, we're talking about high octane. We're talking about fast break. We're talking about 41 points a game, some 500-plus yards since Terrence Levy has taken over this offense.
Make sure that young man doesn't drop anybody.
With the legacy that you started here, happy to see it continue on with Doug Williams.
Ball now back at the 22-yard line. Levy, no pressure at all. Touchdown, Abrams. The Bayou's passing. Levy on a first and goal carry. Throws a touchdown. Grambling comes with a blitz. Levy steps to the pocket. It is passing. One-handed grab.
Sula in the middle of the road of the slap, but immediately they jump on the Jackson State group. And here's Levy rolling out. And the pass is caught. Ball is at the 31-yard line. Again, throwing the football downfield. Oh, it's a save! Hey,